If you're like us, you've dreamt of building your own business empire and the freedom it can bring you. But with hidden challenges along the way, it forces us to answer the hard questions like, how do we grow a real company without taking on debt? Or how can we get leads and buyers when there's so much competition out there? That's why tens of thousands of people have joined OneFunnelAway.com to get those questions answered. And now they're walking a new path of entrepreneurship. I asked some of them about their shocking journey from failure to freedom. I'm your host, Shane Larson, and you're listening to One Funnel Away Stories. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. I am your host, Shane Larson, the acting One Funnel Away manager here at ClickFunnels. Have been doing this for coming up on 3 years now. Next month, it'll be 3 years since we started the One Funnel Away Challenge. It's definitely seen some changes since it started, and we've seen thousands upon thousands. At this point, over 85,000 people have come through the challenge since we started it 3 years ago. $100 training course for 30 days. And on this show, we're highlighting those who have earned their One Comma Club Awards or have seen success after coming through the One Funnel Away Challenge. And we're going to get to learn their stories as they, you know, share what happens, you know, what happened with the One Funnel Away Challenge, how they implemented that into their business model, and, you know, how they saw success, and get to know a little bit more about them and their entrepreneurial journeys. Today is no different. We're bringing on Michael Schreiber. So, Michael, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. So, for the listeners out there who are hearing this, at the time of this recording, Michael's literally less than a full 24 hours away from surgery. He just got out of surgery, so he's a trooper. Chilling with us. He had a pretty graphic injury and kind of made me wheezy when we were talking about it earlier because mentioned the stuff. But he's a trooper. He's here. He's sharing his story. Michael, let's start. Let's rewind the clock a little bit and talk about what got you into the One Funnel Away Challenge and into ClickFunnels and everything. Like what made you want to start that? Were you already familiar with ClickFunnels? Were you an entrepreneur prior to this? Just talk to us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, definitely. So I've actually been around the ClickFunnels community for like 6 years now. And like online marketing in general. And last year when COVID hit, I ended up got furloughed like most other people. And it was pretty weird because a month before that, I found out my fiance and I were having a baby. So the pressure was kind of on to like make some money. And that was kind of the last thing a lot of people were doing during COVID. So being in the online marketing community for a while and having tons of time at home, I ended up kind of finding my way back into like affiliate marketing and stuff. And from there, I think I actually got an ad on Facebook for the One Funnel Away Challenge. And what's funny is I literally had like $104 in my account at the time. And I just knew, like, just having been exposed to Russell and ClickFunnels for so many years, I just knew like there was something in there, something I was going to get out of that was really going to help me, you know, leverage ClickFunnels and just the knowledge that I had learned. So I gave it a chance and, yeah, man, I pulled the trigger. My fiance was not stoked, that I spent my last, $100 on that. Yeah, that's kind of how I got into the One Funnel Away Challenge this last time.
Man, a true leap of faith. It's easy for some people to say, oh, it's $100, but when it's your last $100, that's not easy. That's a leap of faith. Like yeah. that takes a little bit of, that's going to put some pressure on your shoulders there.
Definitely.
So when you came through One Funnel Away, when was that? Do you remember when you took the One Funnel Away Challenge?
It must have been maybe June or July of 2020.
Okay. So right in the middle of the pandemic kind of thing, right as everything was shut down.
Yeah.
Yep. So what's interesting about that, and I'm glad you mentioned this, is like, there were a lot of people that were probably in a similar situation as you, you know, losing their jobs and whatnot. While some people sat at home and just did nothing, there were a lot of other people that we saw come through the One Funnel Away Challenge, yourself included now, that came through and used that as an opportunity. And I'll be honest with everybody out there who's listening to this, that those people that came in there, we had a huge surplus of people come through One Funnel Away because people were like, okay, well, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a ton of people. Now I'm talking to yourself. Like there were so many people that saw success after that. And they use that as leverage to get the momentum rolling. And now I've kind of followed them a year later and they are doing so many big things. So just as a reminder for those out there who might be in a similar situation, like take a chance and, continue to grow. If you find yourself in a situation like that, this is a great opportunity for you to get the momentum rolling. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit more about that then, Michael. So you get into the One Funnel Away Challenge, pressure's on. Talk to us about your experience in there. What were you trying to build a funnel for? Was it for an affiliate funnel, like doing an affiliate marketing? Or were you just kind of like, okay, I don't know exactly yet, but I'm going to come through here and I'm going to learn and I'm going to do my best.
Yeah, probably like a lot of other people that weren't making money at the time. I wanted to teach other people how to make money. And so that was kind of like my, you know, I didn't have an official business at the time, but just like I just wanted to help people in some sort of way. And it seemed like, you know, essentially I could just like regurgitate information that I was learning and try to do that through affiliate marketing. But yeah, I imagine that's not an uncommon experience for people doing ClickFunnels.
Totally, man. And I think people are probably laughing when they listen to this because they're going to relate to you on that one. Be like, yep, I'm right there. Yeah. Coming through it, you know, you were familiar with ClickFunnels. You're familiar with online marketing. So it's not like it's a foreign language to you. But what I do hear from a lot of customers that I've spoken to on this show is even so, like even if you do have a lot of experience with online marketing and ClickFunnels in general, or ClickFunnels specifically, I should say, sometimes it's like drinking from a fire hose. I want to know what your thoughts were when you first came into OFA, started taking the trainings. What did you feel? Was it overwhelming, or did you actually feel like, okay, I can keep up with the pace of this thing?
I loved it, honestly. I mean, I had expected a lot, only probably because I put that pressure on myself. And I mean, it was over delivered for sure. Like just the amount of content, and just like help that you truly get, like going through that process was awesome. And, but yeah, a little overwhelming at times too, of just like trying to figure it all out right at once. But I mean, you know, I didn't even really make any money until probably this year, you know, like a lot of things just kind of compound over time and you just start like things just start clicking, you know, probably 100 times in the One Funnel Away Challenge, Russell talks about reading the Expert Secrets books. And I'd bought that book back like when it first launched, and I finally read it when I went through the One Funnel Away Challenge and like multiple times over the last year. And just things just started clicking of like, oh, okay, this is what he's talking about.
So you know, what's interesting you say that. I think a lot of people are like you, myself included. I read Expert Secrets before I started working for ClickFunnels, but like all the other books, Russell will say it a million times over, but maybe it's not till you like, maybe you were in the One Funnel Away Challenge, he says it and it starts to click with you a little bit. Like, I should probably read this book. A lot of people just have like the trilogy set sitting up here just to make their bookshelves look good. You know what I mean? Most people do that anyways. But it's kind of cool you said that, because he tells people to read those things for a reason. He tells people to go through the One Funnel Away Challenge for a reason. He tells people to take the trainings that he has for a reason, because it'll click. If you start to, if you consume the content and you actually implement it, it actually clicks. There's a reason he says to read the books. There's a reason for all that, because it will click. I like that you said that.
Oh, yeah.
Were you able to take advantage of any of the coaching calls that were available in the One Funnel Away Challenge when you came through, Michael? Like, because we have coaching calls, like we have the trainings from Russell, and then we have coaching calls as well from our consultants. I was just wondering if you were able to take advantage of any of those.
I hopped on a couple of like the live training ones, but never any like one-on-one or anything like that. Cause I ended up, so it's funny, cause I mean the whole Russell's whole thing is every business needs a funnel. So I got so convinced of that I ended up working with, like the old company I worked for hit me up to start helping them again. And I was like, oh, we got to build funnels. And it's like a landscaping company, you know? And I'm like, wait, we got to find a way to build funnels. So I had all these ideas, and then I started, and I got like super distracted by that. Kind of built out a funnel, which I mean, all of the payments are processed offline for a company like that. But if we could have submitted it, we probably would have been in the Two Comma Club Award. Cause I mean, we killed it, but yeah, so it was, I mean, but I ended up getting way more distracted with that for a little bit, and doing like just sales for them for a while.
Oh, dude, let's take the conversation there for a second then, though. That's actually really cool you said that. So every business needs a funnel. You kind of got the funnel vision is what I call it. Like now you're starting to see how funnels work for everything.
Right.
You get the job back with the company. It's a landscaping company. Mm-hmm. I want people to hear this then. So you were basically utilizing funnels to get them to the service. Then you take the payment, you know, offline from them. But can you explain, you don't necessarily have to give the exact details of how it works, but there's probably people listening trying to figure out how that works for them. I know lots of business owners who have utilized it, but lots of people who have heard it and they're like, well, I just don't know how that would work for us. Mm-hmm. So you guys were using funnels as a lead gen, just like getting the leads?
Yeah, pretty much. So it was, the free offer was a free quote. And then I had tried to do like an upsell for like expedited quotes, but it was kind of like just naturally our quotes would get out to them within a day or two either way. So them paying for it just was kind of like, you know, nobody really bit onto that. We did a couple upsell designs, like 3D designs, but a lot of times that was... And at that point, I had no idea how to do any of the payment integration stuff on ClickFunnels. Like I was lost. So everything was just through QuickBooks because all the company stuff was through QuickBooks anyways. But yeah, so we ended up, it was just pretty much like lead gen. And yeah.
Dude, that's actually really cool. And it's cool because what you said, like you can market things, you can mess around with the funnels. Like I want people to understand, like when you build a sales funnel, it doesn't have to be the say all do all. Like you can adjust things. If the market says that this doesn't work for this particular upsell or order bump, change it up. Like let the market speak to you and change it up. But I like that you did that. I know people who are in the solar industry that have won multiple Two Comma Club awards and are like even higher than that now going to Funnel Hacking Live, just using it for solar leads. Like you can utilize sales funnels for a lot of different things. That's actually really cool that you were able to not only do it for yourself, but you know, you're helping a company do that. That's amazing. I want people to see that. Like you learn sales funnels, you can set yourself apart from the rest of the industry. Now I want to ask you this question, Michael, in the One Funnel Away Challenge specifically, there's tons of different trainings. I always ask people this question, but I'm curious to hear it from your side because you had experience in online marketing. Were there any trainings inside of One Funnel Away that kind of just clicked with you like, oh, that's different than what I'm used to, but that totally makes sense?
I think it was, and I go back a lot just to like refresh on it, but I think it was, I don't know if it was offer creation or offer stacking, but just like, how simple it is to just create offers, to create products, to just like come up, you know, because I would sit there and just like, oh my God, what am I going to sell? Who am I going to, like, how can I help anybody? And it's just like, sit there and like, what can you create for someone to make end result easier, you know, or like what you want them to purchase from you easier. And it's just like, oh, okay. You know, and yeah, just totally like allowing yourself to be free with that to where like, maybe I won't fly out to this person's house, but I can still write that down and like just get the juices flowing on stuff like that. And I think that has done quite a lot for me. But yeah, probably that.
You know, the offer creation is something that I stress for every business. And you kind of alluded to it earlier too, even probably without even realizing it. But when you were talking about the landscaping company, for example, like you mentioned an upsell for an expedited quote that you didn't necessarily work, but you were changing up. That's part of the offer. Like that's the kind of thing that like, I wish a lot of people would take note from what you just said. Offer creations, offer stacking is super important to set yourself apart. And you don't have to necessarily reinvent the wheel, but it allows you to utilize your creativity to show your consumer, like, this is why you should go through us. This is why you should get this. And I mean, you can make some amazing, you can create an immense amount of value with the right offer. And I think that's awesome. And that's one of the things that I love about Russell is the way he explains it as well. Like in the One Funnel Away Challenge, he has a specific training that he talks about. Like, I don't know if you remember the iPhone.
Thing. Yeah.
He talks about how he could sell the iPhone for $10,000 when somebody's selling it for like $1,000 or whatever. And he would make it sound like it's a steal.
That was another big one too, where it's just like, oh no, of course. Like, duh. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and then you start
grand for that phone.
Yeah, exactly. You realize though, you're like, as Russell's talking, you're like, this is why he's a genius. You're like, okay, like duh, like it clicks for him, and you're like, why? Wow, like that's how his brain thinks. So you're almost like, okay, no wonder he's the way he knows what he's doing. Yeah. And that's the type of stuff though. It's not like rocket science. It just helps you think in a different way. It helps you think about business in a different way. And that's why I think One Funnel Away is so important, because Russell's training is going to help you shift the way they think in a good way. It shifts the way that you think, that can enhance your business. It can provide more value to your customers and so forth. Were there any missions inside the challenge, Michael, that were like hard to grasp? Did you come across any roadblocks? I mean, you mentioned you had started working, so it was like, you know, you'd started going back working during the challenge with this company. Like, were there any roadblocks that you encountered though? Like, maybe you didn't get one of the missions and you're having a hard time figuring it out. And if you did encounter any roadblocks, how did you overcome those?
I think for me, it was just like, it all made so much sense on what to do that I then got like hung up on like what I wanted to use the funnels for. Like you literally could do anything, right? And like, I struggle with like the shiny object syndrome too. You know, I'm like, oh my God, this is the next thing. This is the next thing. This is the next thing. And, I mean, there was a period there during COVID where I was going to use funnels to like help my dad sell his book. We were doing it for the landscape company. And then I got into day trading and then I created funnels for that and like a group and everything. And so, and like, but that didn't take off probably because I stopped doing it as much, but like all of the practice that I had, creating all those different funnels, as I kept working with the landscaping company, I realized like, oh, I worked with them since its inception pretty much. And I helped build that company to like a multi-million dollar company. And then I realized like, oh, I know a lot more, like I can be an expert in this. I'm an expert right now in building a landscaping company. So what I've done now and what has actually generated income for me, is I'm still building out the whole rest of it, but creating like a contractors group, having like, and I have like a done for you where I do their Facebook ads for them for lead generation. I made a course, which is what, is the actual, money that I've generated through ClickFunnels, like payments processed through ClickFunnels. But yeah, so I mean, it just like, it all just compounded and like, I finally, you know, and that's what I would tell to people is like, just don't stop, you know, like it, you might not, the first thing you do in the One Funnel Away challenge might not be the thing that does it, but like, you're going to get the experience, you're going to learn the skills and you're going to be able to like, something's going to click one day and it's just going to boom. I know what to do and I've known what to do. And so now I'm still building out, a lot of different stuff, but dude, it's crazy. I mean, I was telling my mom, that I was doing this podcast and she's like, oh, cool. What's it for? And I was like, well, you know, what's crazy is, I mean, my life went through hell probably 5 years ago. And, after like relapse and stuff. And, I had to move back into our house and I was like, yeah, when I was sleeping on the twin bed in your office, I bought ClickFunnels for the first time. And all I wanted to do was like be an online marketer, make money online or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. So now I'm like doing this podcast with them because I've generated, you know, I got the one comma club award back there. So, but it was just like a really cool moment. Like, damn, like, you know, took that many years, but like, you know, it clicks eventually.
No, that's awesome, man. Yeah. That is actually super cool. It does click. And I'm glad you said, I mean, persistence and consistency. I always tell people that consistency and persistence. If you continue on with it, you used One Funnel Away as kind of like your foundational period of like learning the skill set. You continue to work with it. And one thing that stood out to me is I think about what you said earlier, you didn't even know how to do payment integrations, but now you figured out, I'm assuming you figured that out, yeah. Right? Because you've been able to take the payments through ClickFunnels. So even that small concept, like the technical details that might be daunting for somebody, mm-hmm. don't stop. Like keep building funnels. You'll figure that stuff out. Like ClickFunnels has the capability to integrate payment integrations and stuff so that you can take payments straight through it and go right to your bank account. It's great.
Yep.
But you know, if that's something that's daunting, cool. Figure that out later, but still continue to learn the funnel building process and the whole strategic process. And then hearing what you've been able to do since then is just super, super cool. And I'm glad that happened. And I'm glad that we're talking to you because that is a big deal. Like that's a super big deal because you started it. And I'm sure if you were to look back at your life 5 years ago till now, it's like, okay, wow, look how much we've accomplished since. And like, look what you've been able to do since then. It's kind of cool. And ClickFunnels is just a small piece of that, obviously, but like, it's really cool to see like where you're at right now. It's super inspiring. Yeah. You mentioned that. So when you started, you like what? Which funnel did you get the one comma club for? Because you've been building funnels.
The course that I created for contractors and local business owners to do Facebook ads.
Dope. Okay. So you did it for the course, and like once you launched that out to the public and whatnot and got that funnel built, how long did it take you, would you say, Michael, from the time you launched the funnel to actually earn $1,000?
So what's crazy is I actually, while I was still working with the landscaping company is when I built the course and everything, because we were going to partner in on this whole concept of like the group and the whole deal or whatever, the info product stuff. And so I created it then, which was probably January of this year. But it just sat there. I never sent the link to anybody. I never drove traffic to it, just sat there. And in May, I finally, I posted in a group that I was in that's like a contractor's group and was like, I was just done with the landscaping company. I was like, I need to like do my thing, you know? And I was like, hey, who wants me to run their ads for them? And I talked to a couple of guys and, you know, they couldn't afford the done for you service. And then I was like, oh, I have a downsell. And so I would send them to the course. So that was probably, I think, April or May when I got the first sale through it. But then since I've built the rest of the business, the done for you business, which is Fuse Media, I've obviously taken a lot more sales calls. And, I mean, even just last week alone, I made over $1,000 through that funnel.
Dude, that is so cool to me, man. I just think that's so awesome.
It
so
is awesome, cool. Dude. And that's like, I mean, I'm telling you, like I get like emotional sometimes thinking about it because I'm like, I remember 5-6 years ago, like just consuming so much of like Russell's content and like just so badly wanted to just like figure out the online marketing world. And it finally just like turned out to what it is now, you know, like it takes years to become an overnight success, you know. And I'm nowhere, I'm barely scratching the surface, right? But like as a whole, I mean, I've got like 65,000 contracted and done for you service since May. And like it all just clicked and it just started happening. I'm like, things are different now, you know? So it's that really cool.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. That's so cool. I love that. Now, do you still have the funnel open, a link that we could share with people if they wanted to, if they know anybody who could utilize your services?
Sure. Yeah.
What's the link to that one?
I have it under automateddoorknocking.com. That's how I market it.
Automated door knocking, dude. That's
because people, you know, the contractors, they all spend their money on door hangers and go spend hours a day walking one neighborhood. And I'm like, dude, you spend a couple $100 and you'll get in front of that neighborhood and 20 miles around them in one day, you know?
And now, is this specific to just landscaping companies at the time, at this moment, or is it for anybody else too? That's door knocking?
I mean, any local business could use it for. It's a local lead gen course, because that's local lead generation is much different than like, you know, what the ads that like ClickFunnels has to do to get in front of the right people, you know? So, because it's a much smaller target area too. So, but yeah.
Dude, I know a lot of people, and I'm sure people listening to this podcast are going to be like, oh my gosh, they might be themselves like sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, I could use this service. Because that is like, you got pest control businesses coming around, like new mm-hmm. neighborhoods here in Idaho, at least, like, especially where I live, it's a brand new neighborhood. We built our house over here about almost 2 years ago, but mm-hmm. like still got houses being built. And I mean, it's like piranhas, man. Like they're all over. You got pest control, you got landscaping, you got every single bit, you know, home security, solar, everybody's coming to your door.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been of the thought, like, that's not the most efficient way you could do it. You know what I mean? Like if you can make a funnel out of it, you can do something right. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Dope. Okay. Yeah. So automateddoorknocking.com. I'm going to put that here in the description, but for those listening, if you don't check the description, automateddoorknocking.com. Put that in there. Utilize Michael's services. I think this is super cool. That's why I love talking to people, because you got stuff that can literally be used by those who are listening here too. And it's, and, or they might know somebody who could utilize your services. So I think it's super, super cool. Now, Michael, you're starting to see the success. You're starting to see the momentum. Two questions left for you on the show. First question is, where should we expect to see you in the next year after what you've been able to accomplish, you know, basically a year after you started? What should we expect to see from Michael Schreiber in 1 year from now?
I mean, I was going to go to Funnel Hacking Live this year. I literally after my hockey game was going to come home and like purchase my tickets and everything. So I'll miss that this year, but next year I think I'll be on stage getting that, the cooler looking award instead of the paper printout one.
I dig that.
I mean, yeah, the growth that I'm seeing now, and it just like, it just opens your mind and it's like, holy cow, like this is finally happening. And like, and you know what to do and you can make sense of all of it. And it's just a matter of like scaling that at this point, you know, and like being able to service more people. So dude. Fuse Media will be, and I don't know how it works with the, like if you're allowed, like if the Done For You counts in the Two Comma Club Award, or if it's all just, directly processed through ClickFunnels, but maybe the course will hit there too. But I've definitely got a lot of other stuff that I'm like, now that it like clicks and everything's going, it's like my brain is, I'm literally up before bed at night, just like thinking about the funnels that I want to create and the offers that I want to get to people. And so,
man, you've definitely, like, you can tell, like, just from the story you've shared from the beginning till now, the growth is just immense. And I look forward to it. And hopefully I'll be there next year if you're able to walk across the stage, get your Two Comma Club Award. No doubt in my mind that you've got the momentum rolling, and that's what it's all about. It starts and then it snowballs and it continues to compound. It's going to be amazing. It's super cool to hear your story. So the last question I've got for you then, you had $104 in your bank account. You invested $100. Was it worth the $100 investment to go through One Funnel Away?
Oh, absolutely. More than worth it. Yeah. I mean, that alone, like I charge more than that for my course, and One Funnel Away provides immensely more value than that, you know. But I guess, you know, people can actually make quite a lot of money from the course too. But like, I mean, it's just, it's a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer.
No, I'm glad to hear that. Just from the story itself, obviously, like we kind of know the answer. It just seems like you've been able to piece everything together. But that comes with a lot of hard work.
I thought you were going to ask me how much money I have in my account now. it's way worth it.
Well, I can't do that because legally I'm not allowed to ask you that. But I'm sure, you know, based on, you know, what it sounds like.
More than 100-fold, yeah.
It's so awesome, man. I'm so proud of you and excited for your journey. And I want those who are listening to understand that, like, if you piece it together and you do the work, it might not be immediate, but piece it together, continue to do the work, and don't stop. Because you never know when it might click. And for you, it was just continuously learning and learning and implementing and implementing. And then it clicked, and now you've got something rolling, and I can't wait to see the future of that. So, yeah. Michael, I just want to say thanks, man. I appreciate the time that you've taken to share your story with us here on the podcast, and we look forward to eventually seeing you walk across that stage, hopefully next year.
Yeah, definitely, man. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. For those who are listening, if you guys want to take the One Funnel Away Challenge, go to onefunnelaway.com. Come check it out. We got another one starting soon. And again, go to automateddoorknocking.com to go check out what Michael's got. Michael Scott. Sounds like Michael Scott from The Office. What Michael has.
A mic.
Cool. We'll talk to you guys next time.
If you want to be part of the journey and create your own story that can be shared just like this one, then sign up at onefunnelaway.com to get started with the next One Funnel Away Challenge. We have a new challenge coming up very soon, and we want you to be part of it. This is where you'll learn the strategies and build the foundations of funnel building, along with understanding the basic principles of traffic so you can fill your funnels with paying clients. The coolest part, we do this all in 30 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're an established business owner, a 9-to-5 worker looking for additional income, an affiliate marketer, or someone who's completely new to the entrepreneurial game, it doesn't matter. Regardless of where you're coming from, you need to be here in order to take yourself to the next level. So again, head over to onefunnelaway.com to sign up, and we'll see you in the challenge.